In the arms of the angel. I can't.
That one won't get copyright striked.
No, it's not anywhere near an actual rendition of a song.
Welcome to Namely 90s. The podcast that takes you back to the time before smartphones, Google, and Y2K. Join your hosts as they relive the pop culture that shaped a generation and the parts that many people wish they could forget. Listen in to the conversation about how the decade defined those who spent their childhood there and how it shaped them as adults. So, turn down the grunge and dial up the internet. Let's get started. It's time for Namely 90s.
That's right. You're listening to Namely 90s. My name's Andrew. Over there is Brandon.
That is me.
You can find us online at namely90s.com or on Twitter and Instagram at namely90s with a 90s. You can also find our show on YouTube every Monday at namely90s.com/YouTube. Finally, if you'd like to support our podcast with a small donation or recurring donation, please head on over to patreon.com/namely90s with a 90s to show us your support. And I'm going to ignore Brandon making all sorts of outrageous hand gestures, trying to throw me off.
Outrageous.
And throw it over to him as what's been going on.
I don't know what has been going on. Well, my softball team, shout out to the YPNG Baton Bougie team. I think we ended the season with one win. And I don't think I showed up to the playoff game. The second playoff game. I was there the first one. If we were in contention for first place of the losing bracket, maybe I was there. Who knows?
Yeah, you guys versus the Seattle Mariners, basically.
Yeah, they just kill
one
us.
Win.
What is that from? That is a reference to something. What is that a reference to?
What?
The Sandlot team going up against like an actual major league team and then getting the like just beaten on hard.
Yeah, I mean the Mariners are pretty woeful.
Still,
as usual.
Oh, I thought you were saying we would play them, not play as them.
No, you would play them and they would still probably lose.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That would be nice. I think they would beat us. Just saying. Go Seattle. What about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, not too much. Got our sprinkler system installed today, followed by a light thunderstorm. We're going to be getting our grass installed soon and very excited about that. I booked our airfare for our vacation.
Where are we going?
Very exciting. You were going to Fargo. In
North Dakota?
January.
South yeah. Dakota.
North Dakota. Bring your ice fishing gear.
Well, you know me. I love to ice fish, eh?
No, but it reminded me. I saw this thing recently about gun control.
What?
Just stay with me.
Okay.
It was this thing. It was like in such and such year. I don't remember what year it was. A person tried to light his shoes on fire because they were a bomb on an airplane. Remember the shoe bomber?
Oh, yeah.
One guy tried to light his shoe on fire or explode his shoe, and you have to walk around the airport with no shoes on. One guy. No one died, by the way. But literally, like, a school gets shot up every week, and we're like, well, there's just nothing can be done. It's just we can't do anything. It's hopeless. It's not a problem. It's fine. Uh-huh. Actually, that was a good point. Air and travel.
How does this relate to Fargo, North Dakota?
Fargo is my joke place that I'm taking you on our 10th anniversary.
Gotcha. 10th anniversary.
No, it's been more than that. And then it reminded me of Hawaii and then air travel and then gun control.
You would somehow think after 10 years, I'd know how your brain works.
You would think, but it's not linear. So,
yeah. And also, apparently, it's been more than 10 years. This went to a weird place.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Hawaii sounds fun. Cool. Did you say Hawaii?
I did.
Okay.
No, it'll be our first time going. We're very excited. It's appears to be a lovely place. We get COVID tested before we go. It should be fine. Vaccinated. So that should be well. And by that time, who knows if it's even if they'll be quite as strict. I'm not sure.
There's a restaurant on Maui that I've always wanted to go to. And it's called Tin Roof.
Oh, yes. We'll hit that up.
Chef Simon. Is it Simon or Simeon? I don't know. He's on those BuzzFeed food videos every once in a while. He just released a cookbook called Cook Real Hawaii or something like that.
Does he have multiple places?
Tin Roof. I think there might be two or three spots.
Anyway, I want to see that one. I'll go there, but I also was looking at I saw an episode of Triple D, which is one of my favorite shows. Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. And Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac has a restaurant on Maui. And it looks really good. So I'm going to try that out.
You know, Jimmy Buffett of Jimmy Buffett fame also has a restaurant.
Oh, gosh. I don't know another Jimmy Buffett place. No thanks.
We went to the one in Vegas, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Jimmy Buffett is just the worst. Like, I mean, some of his songs and his collaborations are really good, but just like the whole sort of subculture around that, like people who are really into having tiki bars in their backyard and all that stuff is
it's
15 years ago.
Yeah. It's in Kahului.
Where we're going. Okay. But it's like, it was like that not same era where,
if not,
no, I know that's the same. They're in the same spot or nearly, but, it was like that whole era where Kenny Chesney went to Cabo once, and then he was like, I'm just going to wear sandals everywhere and sing about the beach.
Didn't they sing together on the...
Yes.
That was after Margaritaville, though, wasn't it?
But it was totally like he just went to Cabo and he was like, I'm all about beach life now, but rich people beach life.
There is a difference.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, shall we head back to...
Or do you want to kill more time? I don't know.
July 1997.
Yes, let's go back to July 1997. Tell us what you got for us.
Travel back with me, if you will, to July 1997. On the 1st, Mike Tyson is suspended by the Nevada Athletic Commission indefinitely and withheld a $20 million purse for his June 28th fight, in which he bit off the ear of his opponent, Evander Holyfield. And looking back at our June 1997 episode, we did not cover the bite.
It was the bite heard round the world,
right?
On
the 1st as well, the UK returns Hong Kong to China. Which we did bring up in our June 1997 episode. And on the 2nd, Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life, passes away.
Rip. And Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Thank you very much.
That's the one.
That's a classic.
But the other, so It's a Wonderful Life is, of the two classics that they mentioned, it's a Wonderful Life and can't think of it off the top of my head. I want to say Philadelphia, but I know that's not right.
No.
Rear Window, Vertical. Vertigo, excuse me. Nope, that's not the one either. Okay, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington is number 4. The Philadelphia Story was number 5. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I was like, yeah, pretty sure he didn't star with Denzel Washington. I think it was allowed back when he was making movies.
That was Denzel. I thought it was Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is in Philadelphia.
I know. I was kidding.
Okay.
On the 12th, the Chicago Cubs play their 5,005. Oh my God. Remember that one time when I just tossed it over you because I couldn't say anything correctly?
Chicago Cubs play their 5,000th consecutive non-no-hit game, which is not a statistic that shouldn't even that isn't not a statistic that isn't even shouldn't exist.
On the 15th, Gianni Versace is shot and murdered by Andrew Cunanan.
Can I just go back to that really quick? The Chicago Cubs thing and that useless statistic. I swear, baseball statistics are the worst. They'll be like, no one has had three strikeouts on a Tuesday in a waning gibbous. I'm like, good Lord. Like, where are you coming up with these statistics?
Although, I feel like football is coming up on that as well. Because like every time you watch the Super Bowl, they're like, this is the first Super Bowl played in 67 degree weather that had two touchdowns in the first half.
They're like, this is the first quarter of football that's lasted exactly 43 minutes and 27 seconds. You're like, who cares? It's not notable.
On the 25th, scientists announced the first human stem cells to be cultured in a lab using tissue taken from aborted human embryos has been done.
Has occurred.
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of dropped off on that sentence there. On the 26th, James Cameron, director, marries Linda Hamilton from The Terminator.
Are they still together, or has their marriage turned into a sinking ship?
I don't know the answer to that, Andrew, but I do know my heart will go on for Linda Hamilton.
Oh, perfect.
TV premiering in 97, we have on the 14th, Johnny Bravo on Cartoon Network, followed the next day by Cow and Chicken on Cartoon Network. On the 27th, we have Stargate SG-1 on Showtime. And on the 28th, we have the gem Win Ben Stein's Money on Comedy Central. Do you remember any of those?
Johnny Bravo, big chesty dude with a big comb.
Yes, the blonde hair, the black shirt, sunglasses.
Cow and Chicken, no. Stargate, yes. It's the one I always get confused with Battlestar Galactica. And Win Ben Stein's Money, I remember vaguely.
Yeah, I remember it vaguely as well. I think you tried to win Ben Stein's money. In the box office, on the 2nd, we have Men in Black. On the 11th, Contact. On the 16th, George of the Jungle. On the 25th, Air Force One. And on the 25th as well, Good Burger. I think this is going to be another movie episode.
Oh, yeah.
On the Billboard charts, number one for July 1997 in from June and out through August, we'll have, or and through the end of August, through to the end of August, we will have, oh my gosh, we have I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans, which is the cover of the Sting song in honor of Notorious B.I.G. is passing away. And on the second week of 1997 in the Billboard charts, we have number two, Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a lover. What's the third one?
Queer. Did she say queer?
I don't
back then?
I don't think she said that. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. Maybe she does say it. Meredith Brooks.
No, she doesn't say that. I feel like that word was used in there somewhere. It's I'm a child. Same difference. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. And I'm going to feel ashamed. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, it wasn't ahead of its time. I thought that was like one of the things she said.
But we're reading this because we're not reading this in this episode. unfortunately, if you want us to read this in a future episode of Namely 90s, let us know at namely90s.com or on Twitter at Namely 90s. Number three is Mbop by Hanson, which we have read before on this podcast. Number four is Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Wasn't this like number one like a couple months ago?
Yeah, it's a popular song.
But number four for this long, we must have done another 97 episode because like it is been too high for too long.
Not only did the Mac return, it stuck around
and jumped around, but that doesn't tie into the next one. Number 10, Quit Playing Games with My Heart by the Backstreet Boys. Number 13, Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. Number 15, Foolish Game / You Were Meant for Me by Jewel. Dear Sweet Jewel. On the 19th, or damn it, number 19, I Want You by Savage Garden.
Every year, thousands of podcasts go without financial support.
But we're here to ask for your support for Namely 90s.
For just 47 cents a day, you could support this fledgling podcast or some other amount of money that is actually in keeping with our tier levels on Patreon.
$5 will help support the show and not buy us a cup of coffee, but help pay for hosting.
And as a token of our appreciation for supporting the show, you can have such benefits as being mentioned on the show monthly or weekly, depending on the tier that you select.
If you choose the $10 tier or higher, you'll have early access to episodes as soon as they're uploaded.
You have the opportunity to give these podcasts that do not have a voice of their own. Wait, that's stupid because literally it's just a recording of voices. Patreon.com/namely90s.
Patreon.com/namely90s. Thank you for your support. And now back to the show. And now back to the show, which I think I just said previously. Thank you for listening to our Patreon ad. Anywhere you want to go? You look like you're just tearing up over there.
No, all that begging is starting to seem like we're a church. We could be Church of the 90s. We'll get tax exempt status that way.
I mean, our friend Steampunk Link wanted to do that whole 90s theme land that he proposed on our what was it, our 1 year anniversary extravaganza. Gotta do the spirit fingers for that. We should hit him up. He's in Issaquah. And
hit him up in the Quah, hanging out in the Quah with Steampunk Link.
Or maybe you could just hang out in the Quah with Steampunk Link.
For our listeners who are not from the Seattle area, there is a town called Issaquah, and it's come to my attention that some people refer to it simply as the Quah. Those people should be struck down.
To be fair, what do people from Mill Creek call Mill Creek?
Mill Crunk, baby.
Yeah, or Spokane. Yeah.
Hashtag Spokompton, that's mm-hmm. one. Mostly because of the level of crime, I think, more than anything else.
Fair.
I've heard Spokanistan. That's another one.
I've heard Spokanistan. That's why.
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it's more deserty on that side of the...
A bit.
But is it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got? Know where you want to go?
Oh, then the other one is Duval. The Duve. Please don't. Just don't.
The Duvont?
I can't... Duvont? Like, I just can't be friends with anyone who says that.
What do they call Gold Bar?
The meth capital of the world? I'm pretty sure that could be appropriate. Anyway, let's talk about Men in Black.
Okay, or simply MIB is a 1997 American science fiction action comedy film, bit loosely based on the Men in Black comic book, starring Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith as two agents of a secret organization called the Men in Black, who supervise extraterrestrial life forms who live on Earth and hide their existence from ordinary humans. What do you want to talk about?
There's a talking pug in this movie.
Oh, I forgot about that. He's in all of them, isn't he? Frank the pug.
Frank the talking pug. Can't beat a pug that talks.
Yeah, and then strangled by Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Where he's like, Will Smith's like, yeah, it's he's practicing for a performance of, what was it?
I do not remember.
A street theater or something. Yeah, it was like a...
I'm pretty sure one of the one... I thought one of the one-liners was, he owes him money.
Yeah. no, that is definitely one of my favorite parts, but...
Tony Shalhoub, that made me remember Tony Shalhoub is in this as well.
Right.
As the alien who Kay keeps blowing his head off of to get information from. Yeah. Good. I enjoyed that movie as a kid.
No, it was a good one for sure. More things.
Didn't you want the neuralizer? So they had the, it was like a, it looked like a tampon applicator that was metal. And flashed a red light or a blue light, and you forgot like whatever they wanted you to forget, and were implanted with memories.
I wish I'd had that this January, like at the end of January, set to about 4 years or so, and just erase that whole time period from my psyche. That would have been great.
That would be nice, and we wouldn't be as aggro towards everyone. I feel like everyone's so aggro right now.
Yeah, it's people are, I'm going to say, hella aggro right now. What is that?
Well, hella is a term that us Seattleites stole from the Bay Area, meaning a lot.
Aggro AF.
And aggro is short for aggressive, which I believe came from the skating community circa late 1990s, early 2000s.
No, people are some kind of unhinged right now, I'll tell you what.
That is, I see it every day now. We played a couple weeks ago, we played a softball game, and we're at the public park. This is a Parks and Rec softball league, so we have the field, and then there's just this woman with her dog unleashed, just letting it roam about in our outfield, and it's like tackling players out there. It's like, lady, there is a giant park on the other side of the skate park right over there.
I'm in a position where I get complaints, and there's like more than ever, there's this, or else I'm gonna write a bad review, or else I'm gonna stop coming there, or else I'm gonna stop sending my patients there. It's like, if that's the type of relationship you want to have, I don't want to be part of it. So if you are going to have one thing go wrong and you're going to say, we're not doing this or we're not doing that anymore, fine. If that's your threshold, I don't want you here. That's my thought. Like, don't be so aggro, bro.
It's just everyone's ready to fight. I think I think the Daily Show had an actual interesting piece on it where they interviewed like some psychologist and then some guy that like responded first to our former president's every tweet. And
but it's like, at the same time, it is super nice when you do run into someone at the grocery store, or just, you know, like have a conversation with a stranger that's like super pleasant, because I kind of miss that, you know, like that kind of went away last year. So I do have moments like that, but in my job, it's just like a lot of really super aggro people that are mad that we won't let them into our building and yada, yada, yada. It's really annoying.
I mean, there's people that are mad about being in a grocery store.
It's a free country. I shouldn't have to wear a mask if I don't want to. Yes. Well, in this free country, corporations are considered people and people have rights. And this person says, get the F out of my building without your mask on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Anyway, not that I've thought about this much.
Yeah. It's not like you're aggro right now. Speaking of which, the opposite of aggro, Good Burger is a 1997. Oh, do you have anything else about Men in Black? I it's a great movie. I haven't seen
it. No, I love it. I just don't have anything to say about it. Like, what else can you say? It's great.
There's a whole bug subplot.
Don't watch the sequels.
Yeah, don't watch the sequels. The second one's not bad. Rosario Dawson's in it. Although I've heard some people describe it as a 2-hour punchline to jokes set up in the previous movie, or references to the previous movie. I don't know.
Yeah, no thanks.
And then the third one, Tommy Lee Jones didn't come back for, so time travel plots aren't great. Good Burger. Do you know what Good Burger is? Do you remember Good Burger?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? That's what they say, right?
Yes. Can you say it in Kel Mitchell's voice? No.
No, I can't.
Oh, so it's a comedy film written by Brian Robbins and Dan Schneider. Oh, directed by Brian Robbins, written by Dan Schneider. Remember, we talked some Jamie Lynn Spears.
He's the creepo guy. Possible, allegedly, probably, definitely molested her.
It's definitely YouTube fodder, but he's responsible for all that. Keenan and Kel, iCarly, Victorious, Sam and Cat.
Well, if we want the truth, let's have Fox News vet that statement.
Zoe 101. Fact check it. And what's the new one? Harvey Danger or something? I think I've seen that on
Harvey Danger, like the band from the 90s?
That might not be the right name then. It might be Henry Danger.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know. I haven't watched Nickelodeon in some time.
Yeah, Harvey Danger had that song Flagpole Sitta from like 1992.
Yes, I had visions. I was in them. I was looking into the mirror to see a little bit clearer the rottenness and evil in me. Sorry. That's the song. Yes. It stars Kel Mitchell and Kenan Thompson. Kenan Thompson, if you don't know, has been on SNL for two decades at this point.
Oh, yeah. We like him. He's funny.
We do. Kel Mitchell, like they both interviewed for the position of a black guy on SNL. So, yeah.
Wow.
They had a quota back then when they were hiring.
So, oh, dear.
Yep. So the two childhood best friends from Kenan and Kel had to fight each other out for a single spot on SNL. That's me editorializing slightly, but it's not far from the truth. So apparently they filmed this movie from March to April in 1997 and released it on July 25th
wow.
through Paramount. Yeah. It had a budget of $8.5 million. It grossed $23.7 million. Do you know who's in this? Sinbad.
Of course he is.
I think he plays. So, Keenan plays like the protagonist and he's like some kid that got off high school. And I think Sinbad's his principal and he accidentally hits his car, the principal's car. So he has to now get a summer job to pay off the damage. And he gets a job at Good Burger where and
his name's Sinbad. It's got bad right in the name.
tightening up your five for the comedy store there.
Yeah.
Kel plays Ed at Good Burger. Dan Schneider is like I think he's like the manager of the Good Burger now that I think about it.
Yeah, easy access to lots of underage girls.
Only one in that movie, I think. And then there's a competing burger store or restaurant that goes in across the street and mm-hmm. they're making like mega sized beef. But yes, Ed's line is, "Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?" As you said earlier,
my new favorite phrase is mega sized beef, by the way.
Well, so what they show the process and they have like these tiny burger patties on a conveyor belt and it goes into like this mysterious box and it comes out as like the size of I don't know how to describe it, but the burgers are huge. I think it might be called Mondo Burger, if I remember correctly. But yeah, it's a fun movie. It's like one of the early Nickelodeon movies and it's based off of a sketch from All That, which I was totally about when I was in the 90s because I was a child and it was like kids SNL.
All That was, in fact, All That. Was that a door slamming?
No, that was me accidentally knocking my white balance.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to talk about Stargate?
Sure. This is the thing that I always think is Battlestar Galactica. I can't keep my sci-fi shows straight.
I mean, it started on Showtime for 3 or 4 years and then moved to the Sci-Fi Channel, so that's fair. But it ended in 2007, which I guess was also the time Battlestar Galactica was going. It begins about a year after the events of the feature film, which kind of is pseudo canon, except in the TV show, Kurt Russell's character, now played by Richard Dean Anderson, best known as MacGyver, his Jack, dang it, what's his name? I lost it because I had to remember MacGyver.
Is this the one with Edward James Olmos, or is that Battlestar Galactica? Gosh, dang it, I can't keep them straight.
We should have done a game called Stargate SG-1 or Battlestar Galactica.
We still could, frankly.
Oh, Jack O'Neill. So Jack O'Neill in the movie had two N's in his name, but Jack O'Neill in SG-1 has one N in his name.
Ooh. Is there a spelling of O'Neill with two N's?
Just a double N where a single N usually is.
No.
I think. Or maybe it's two L's. I'm pretty sure
it's probably two L's.
Maybe two L's. Or maybe it's junk.
Junk.
But SG-1 has an elite U.S. Air Force special ops team, one of about 20 teams that from Earth who explore the galaxy using the Stargate and defend against alien threats such as the Gua'uld, the Replicators, and the Ori. The series draws upon Egyptian, Greek, and Norse mythology, as well as the legend of King Arthur.
Wait, shouldn't this be the Space Force now?
It would probably fall under Space Force, although they don't. Well, okay. So in later seasons, they do have spaceships that they fly around in, based off of technology they get from a friendly alien race that was based off of the Norse mythology. But they're also little gray men, but they have names like Thor and stuff like that.
Strange.
Yes. Right. What was the question? Oh, I technically the Air Force would still have jurisdiction on travel between planets if it's through the gate, wouldn't they? I know you had I know that was just a one-off joke, but I'm dissecting it. I'm sorry.
But to be fair, they're not traveling through the air in that situation either.
True. I guess the wormhole is technically in space.
Is there a time space continuum force?
That'll be their seventh branch of the military. Yeah. Speaking of the Air Force, did you ever watch Air Force One?
You know, I remember Air Force One, and it's a good movie. Like, seriously, it's a lot of fun. They disguise themselves as the press, then they open up that like closet that's just full of guns and just start shooting up the place.
I don't remember that part. I just remember when Harrison Ford's like running through the plane. I think we talked about Air Force One when we were talking about the Jack Ryan film he was in, Games. But yeah, I remember him like in the cargo bay, like opening the cargo bay and sending people out through there. And it's basically like,
I mean, yeah, it's a good cast though. Harrison Ford, Gary Oldman, Glenn Close, Paul Guilfoyle, CSI alum, William H. Macy. Like, okay, now we're talking.
Oh yeah, I don't really have much for the first one.
Really?
Yeah, all I remember is the random scenes where, well, Gary Oldman's the bad guy, which yeah. Like, really, is he the bad guy in every 90s movie?
Yeah, he seems to be.
And then that's all I really remember. Isn't his wife on the plane at one point and he throws her off with a parachute
there's like an escape pod or something. She's not actually in the pod,
yes,
or something, but Harrison Ford's a badass.
Give me back my family.
Yeah, it's a good, I need to watch it again, like on HD if they have it.
Probably. I think it's on one of the streaming services. For Stargate fans, Daniel Jackson is a character on Stargate SG-1. I'm surprised you didn't bring up your wife. I know watched this show a lot.
Yeah, but she watched both that and Battlestar Galactica. And
which is why you were confused. I gotcha.
Yeah. And there was also some like Gene Roddenberry show on that wasn't Star Trek at that
Babylon
time.
Babylon 5?
No, it was another one.
Andromeda?
Was it Andromeda?
That was a Gene Roddenberry show.
It might have been Andromeda.
Yeah, with Kevin Sorbo?
I think so.
Yeah. Actually, one of the cast members from that also is on SG-1.
Further adding to the confusion.
Right. Well, so Farscape, in the final two or three seasons of SG-1, they brought in Claudia Black and Ben Browder as main characters into SG-1. They're like the two leads in Farscape. So it's like, Are they playing the same? And they play like similar characters, but they don't have the same sexual chemistry because they're not interested in each other. It's just like, why are you destroying Farscape? Superior show. Don't at me. Or at me if you feel like, if you feel like adding us. But yeah, Farscape superior show is lessened by having them on the lesser seasons of Stargate SG-1 because Richard Dean Anderson left.
Isn't that when they brought in Angela Bassett at the end? No, just kidding. It's always freaking Angela Bassett.
Always Angela Bassett.
It is.
Anywhere else you want to go? We didn't talk about Contact. Did we talk about Contact before?
Yeah, is that Jodie Foster like rigs up an AM radio in her basement to communicate with aliens that stole her brother or something?
Yeah, and then Gary Busey blows up the ring that she's supposed to pass through. And yeah,
that ring scene is super intense. I think it's like spinning around like crazy and she's all going into it and stuff.
Well, the thing is, they built two and Gary Busey blows up one and they have like just a spare backup $1 trillion space ring.
But my question is like at the end of it, are you just like, huh? Is that basically the end of the movie? You're like, what?
Well, that's the point. She passes through and then you think that she's met with the aliens, but apparently her consciousness just got sent to the stars and then
in reality she got chopped into a million pieces by that friggin' spinny like metal thing.
In reality she just passed through the whole spinny metal thing.
She just comes back out the other side.
Yeah, same person. And then like once her dad, wasn't the alien her dad at one point? It's like, we picked a form that is pleasing to you. It's like really, you're gonna be my dead parent?
How pleasing. Thank you. Jeez. Dumb.
All right. Well, anything else for July 1997?
No. I think I'm all set.
All right. Well, then that's it for this week's edition of Namely 90s. Remember, you can find new episodes out every Monday. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Namely 90s with 90s, or find our personal accounts at BSchwitty and at Namely Andrew, and tell us what you want us to talk about on future episodes. If you'd like to support the show, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/namely90s, also with a 90s. Finally, you could also contact us through our website, namely90s.com. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Contact, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Brandon, that's Andrew, and we will catch you next time. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.